Hey guys, welcome to the Cheap Heat Podcast. This is part two of Jeremy and my two-hour podcast. If you checked out the, hopefully you checked out the first one, the first hour, posted that, a day or a few hours before this one. So check this one out too. Him and I just continue the conversation on. So enjoy.
It's the Cheap Heat Podcast. Hey Gene Okerlund, you know that I'm the cream of the crop. And what you gonna do when Hulkamania and the largest arms in the world destroy you? Cause that's the bottom line. Cause Stone Cold sets up.
Is this a man? What the Rock is cooking?
Personally, I'm not a huge Ric Flair guy. I liked him, but I'm not like, oh yeah, Ric Flair. But that's something that's been there. I guess maybe part of me even goes back to the Undertaker thing. Like, I don't want John Cena to win the championship
the
again.
16th.
Because then he's tied with him.
Yeah.
And it's like, John Cena...
Well, and if he gets tied, they're going to have him beat it, because they're not going to, either that or they won't ever have him tie. To me, you can't let him tie Flair and not beat it, because you can't say, well, then he tied Flair and then he ended up retiring and he's tied for, like...
But then it's almost like, if he beats it, then John Cena's better than Ric Flair. No, he's not. They just gave him the belt more times.
Yeah, see, well, and that's the thing is, back in the day, you know, and even when we would watch wrestling as kids, like, Hogan would win the belt and he'd have it for, like, a year.
People were like, CM Punk had it for 400 and something days.
Which I loved.
And it's cool.
And that was one of the top reigns of, like...
And that's a lot, but if you look at it, like, you know, Dusty Rhodes would have the belt for 8 months and have hour-long matches with Ric Flair every night. And it's like, John Cena's not gonna do that.
Well, but see, and I loved when Punk... When he was cutting the promo and he said, yeah, Bruno Sammartino had it for 8 years or whatever, but he wasn't wrestling every night. He was wrestling at Madison Square Garden once every this and that.
Yeah.
I loved that. But yeah, Flair, you know, and it's a change of times, and it shows us as people how our people don't like that. It's like our, what's the word? Your attention span.
Yeah.
It's like if somebody holds a belt for a year, people are like, oh, come on. And it's, I love that.
I guess, actually, it depends on who it is.
Yeah, see, I think you and I are traditionalists.
For that long, but I liked him, and he can wrestle. John Cena, I personally don't think he can wrestle. It goes back to, like, Bret Hart and Ric Flair and everybody getting into this. He has, like, four moves, and you can say that about almost anybody.
Exactly.
But John Cena's not going to throw down... anything but a ripped-off version of the Crippler Crossface or something.
Yeah, he's
stupid.
Not
like,
gonna...
He's not gonna pull out some crazy, like, Japanese chokehold.
Well, like, think about this. Like, WrestleMania 23, Shawn versus Cena, we were just talking about it. It was a pretty good match. If it wasn't Shawn Michaels, it wouldn't have been a pretty good match.
No, if it was John Cena versus Batista, it would have been awful.
Yeah, like, Shawn... It was because it was Shawn Michaels.
Shawn helped
And I
that.
Think that Cena would agree. I think that he would say, yeah, that's... He's not an idiot. He knows that he's not a good wrestler. He's a good sports entertainer.
Yeah.
You know, that whole thing.
But that's where, like, people like our age or people that got into other stuff. There's probably some people that are our age that strictly watched, like, WWF their whole life. And they still do.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. But I got out of it and I got into other stuff. Like, I loved Ring of Honor. because there was no, they didn't come out with like smoke and fireworks. It was like a guy walks out to a song.
So what was your first Ring of Honor? Because Travis took me to one, and I think you came to the very next one.
The next one or the one after that?
Because the one that I went to, I got to see AJ Styles.
Yeah, I didn't go to that.
Yeah, he faced Jimmy Rave.
Because I remember you telling me about it.
Yeah, Colt Cabana faced Nigel McGuinness, which was awesome. And Jack Evans and Austin Aries faced Bryan Danielson and Samoa Joe. And it was, like, I remember they stretched Jack Evans. Because he's, like, stretchy.
Yeah, I don't remember the first one I went to, but the one that stands out was that four-way for the belt. Like,
yeah.
Punk Joe, James Gibson, and
Christopher Daniels.
Yeah. That's probably one of my favorite matches that I've seen that I can remember.
Well, and, dude, I remember, like, we were going to meet Matt Hardy, and he faced Homicide. It was after the whole Edge, Matt Hardy, and Lita thing, which we can talk about.
Well, it was during that, because he went there, come see me in Ring of Honor.
Yeah. And we were like, oh.
I was like, what?
Yeah. But, yeah, and then who else wrestled? That's when, like, I think Low-Key came back to Ring of Honor then or something.
Yeah, because that's when he,
I forget who he faced. But Low-Key was there. But, yeah, and I remember, like, we all went over to meet Matt Hardy because he was about to come out. And, like, Travis was like, Punk's going to retain. He's going to lose it to Cabana in Chicago for his last match. And I remember I was like, I'm watching this because Gibson's going to win.
Yeah.
And he freaking won it. And we saw the Ring of Honor title change hands in Dayton.
J&J Security, former Ring of Honor world champion.
I know. It's weird, like, seriously. But... those Ring of Honor shows, man, they were good. They were just in Dayton one of the last days of January, because I kind of wanted to take Caleb, but, like, I was talking to a man about it. I was like, I don't know. Because the crowds really weren't that rough. I think you'd probably hear words, but...
It's just louder because everybody's, like, screaming and beating and banging on stuff. Like, I guess the WWE is loud, too, but it's...
But Del Rio was there. Because that's... See, I DVR Ring of Honor, and I watched... I didn't watch the one from this past weekend, but I watched the one from the one before. But, like, I'm still loving Ring of Honor.
I don't watch it all the time, but I like it. I've started watching it a little bit here and there on TV, and I'm like, I want to go.
Yeah, I'd like
to. But I feel like it's almost like jumping in the halfway through like a series on TV. Like, I feel like I haven't watched Ring of Honor in so long. I don't know who half the people are.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. It's like, oh, they're fighting them. And, like, I remember probably a year or so ago, I, like, just happened to watch a couple episodes, and it was like, the Briscoes are having a world title match. They're fighting each other, and they hated each other. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, like, Jay Briscoe's the champ, and
I was like, what?
Yeah, it's like, he was like, they were the tag team guys.
Yeah, they were like, nobody could beat him almost. Like, they were like, beating everybody up, and like...
You remember we saw Jim Cornette lose his teeth? Didn't somebody slap him? And it popped the tooth or two out?
I think so, yeah.
And then I went with Travis and Gus to, like, Detroit, and one of the Briscoes lost their teeth or something. It was something like that. I've seen multiple people lose their teeth at Ring of Honor. So, WrestleMania predictions. What do you think? Which, actually, real quick, I talked about this on one of the last podcasts, and I wanted to run this by you, because this is you haven't heard me say this yet, so this is going to be live. I don't know. I came up with the idea of having the Winged Eagle belt come back as, like, the legend belt, and, like, once a year it gets defended at WrestleMania. So it's like Triple H versus The Rock, and if Hunter wins it, he can, like, have it, not really bring it out or do anything, but then, like, when WrestleMania's coming around the next year, or SummerSlam, if it was, like, a twice-a-year thing, he defended against Rock or Austin or Kurt Angle if he ever came back, or Foley, which probably wouldn't happen, Undertaker, you know. It would kind of give some of these, you know, they couldn't be so old that they couldn't go anymore, but the kind of older guys that we still remember. What do you think?
No. Not at all.
I love that.
I mean, I'm being
that was legit. I'm
being honest, no.
You don't like it?
I don't think it's a dumb idea, but I would not watch it. Like, if they had that at WrestleMania, to me, that would be like the women's matches. Like, I would get up and go to the bathroom or go get something to drink. I would watch it because of, like, oh, I remember back in the day when Triple H used to bust up Mick Foley in a Hell in a Cell match or whatever. That was cool. But it's like, Triple H now is like Hulk Hogan was at WrestleMania 18.
Yeah. Which he could still go.
Like, what's going to happen this year? We're having, big bad Triple H is calling me out for a face-to-face confrontation. I'm scared.
Stinger.
Sting, get out here. I'm going to see you face-to-face. Like, you're not...
Did you see the fake Stinger on her hall?
You're not tough. You're...
See, but, like, him and Daniel Bryan went... They threw down at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but...
Which
I'm going to be 31 this year. That was last year, man. Like, I feel 10 times worse than I did last year. I have way less energy now.
Yeah, but we don't train like Triple H.
Oh, yeah, you have that point. It's just...
See, and you mentioned the girls. I hate how they get... Like, last year they had every girl wrestle. Like, you remember that? It was like AJ versus all the divas.
But how...
You gotta have one-on-one matches. Paige can go. Nikki's actually doing pretty well. Brie can go. Like, they need to actually let them do it. On Raw, they have two-minute women matches.
But when you have four or five out of 15 that can wrestle, you know, like, you can't... It's like, okay, Nikki faces... Summer Rae, who can't...
See, but, like, Paige and Nikki, Fastlane. Give Paige the belt, let her face Brie at WrestleMania. I want to see Paige and Brie. They can go. Give them 10 minutes. Vince, come on. Let's do it.
Because he'll hear this and be what?
He's one of our downloads.
You know what? That might just work.
Yeah. I should book for you guys. Nope. You're fired. the other idea I wanted to run by you is, and this was a thing that I talked about on here too, but you guys should still listen. This, I have to kind of give this spiel before I give this idea, but are we giving the fans too much power? Last year's Royal Rumble, Batista won. Everybody hated it. They changed the WrestleMania main event. This year, Roman Reigns won. Everybody hated it. It looks like they may be changing it. Back in the day when Sergeant Slaughter beat Ultimate Warrior, when Macho Man came down and hit him with the Sector, you know, it was the Iraqi sympathizer winning the belt, and nobody would have liked it because he was the Iraqi guy. But they didn't change it.
Yeah.
But there wasn't social media and stuff, but they just... You just had to get... Like Triple H said, it's a book that never ends. You had to keep going.
Yeah.
Are we giving people too much power? Does WWE need to say, you know what, suck it up. Roman Reigns won. He's going to WrestleMania.
Yes and no, because it's like, well, it feels like they're almost afraid to do stuff like that anymore because people will be like, all right, well, we're just not going to watch it.
We're going to cancel the network.
I'm going to cancel the network, and guess what? Everybody that's stopped buying pay-per-views and bought the network, you've already screwed up your pay-per-view money. Now if I cancel my subscription because I don't have to have it for 6 months anymore... It's month to month.
Yeah.
And I cancel it, then there goes all of your money, and it's me and all of my friends that are similar. We all feel the same way. We all think it's stupid, so we're just not going to watch it. Period.
So they have to keep us happy.
So it's like, it's almost like, in some way, like, okay, Roman Reigns won, so we're just going to do this little thing over here, so he's still kind of in there, but... We're going to slide this guy in the back door, and it's, do this thing, do this little twist.
Uh-huh.
It's like, we're not just being like Roman Reigns, you're not doing your WrestleMania. It's like, he still has a chance to.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, and that kind of, you know, and this is going off topic because I have something to say about the Royal Rumble, but do you think Daniel Bryan's going to beat him? Because why? Why set this up if Roman is just going to win?
Just so maybe they're doing this to make everybody happy. Like, oh yeah, Daniel Bryan's going to go to Fastlane and beat him and go to WrestleMania and win the belt.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Roman Reigns wins again.
Yeah.
What if
Seth... But then what if people are mad again?
But what if Seth Rollins comes out and helps Roman Reigns win because he wants to face him? But, like...
Yeah.
Roman Reigns wins the match, goes to WrestleMania, beats Brock Lesnar, and then Seth Rollins cashes in at WrestleMania on Reigns and is like, I beat you for the belt.
See, on Twitter I read, what if Roman Reigns faced Brock? Seth came out to cash in. Like, Brock won. Seth came in to cash in. Ambrose came out like he was going to stop Seth. Triple powerbomb on Brock in the Shield's back. Seth pins him, wins the belt, and the Shield leaves WrestleMania.
But
I think that'd be awesome, but I don't cool, think it's going to happen.
In my opinion, Seth Rollins is a crappy leader. So it's like, but they've already done all this where he's like, I created the Shield and I destroyed him. So it's like, if they were to put him back together... Like, they would almost have to be, like, he was, like, the front guy, where it almost seemed like before Ambrose was, like, the front guy.
Yeah, him and Seth talked more than Roman, but I don't remember who I looked at as the leader.
I just always thought it was him, because it always seemed like he came out, like...
Ambrose?
Yeah, he was, like, in the front, and the other two were behind him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, when they came out, I just always looked at him as, like, the front guy.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But see, so going back to Royal Rumble, because I thought about this too, and I threw it out here on the podcast. Times change, so things change. Even to the point of a couple years ago, I had heard that WWE was going to stop doing Survivor Series. They were going to, like, change the name. But then I think, I don't know if there was a backlash or what, but it was like, that's tradition, you can't do that. It'd be like getting rid of SummerSlam, but... What if they change the way that the Royal Rumble is and the winner doesn't go to WrestleMania? Because it almost seems like WWE makes mistakes. Batista and Roman Reigns are great examples. Which, if you watched the Austin podcast with Triple H, Hunter said this a lot. That's Vince's thing. That's up to Vince. It seems like Vince is making... And Vince is a genius, what he's done. But I think he's out of touch.
And it's... I mean, you can't... You can't be like, no, Vince, because guess what? Okay, you're fired. Bye.
Yeah.
I still own this, and I'm still in charge of it.
Well, our Hunter says, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. Well.
We're going to do it and see
what
happens.
I've been doing this for how many years, you know? But I thought, and they couldn't do a Money in the Bank, but what if the Royal Rumble winner got something like the Money in the Bank? Where you don't automatically go to WrestleMania to face a champion, but you get... a cash-in, which, if they did it that way, they'd have to stop doing Money in the Bank.
I think they need to have three belts again, World, Intercontinental, and Tag Team, and when you win the Intercontinental Championship, you can have a title shot.
Yeah.
Period. You're done.
See, what I thought you were going to say is they should have the WWE title and the World title so that, like, think about this. If they had the WWE and the World title and Roman Reigns won, nobody wants to see him face Brock, so have him say, well, I'm going to face... Whoever it is that has the world title. Yeah.
Whoever.
Yeah. Which, see, I've heard Orton may come back at Fastlane.
But, fine. Have Randy Orton come out at Fastlane and just RKO everybody and then make WrestleMania a four-way match for the belt and then just have Randy Orton win it because I don't care.
See, I've heard something about that. I've heard that Orton may break up the match between Roman and Daniel Bryan and not have a winner. But I don't know what they do with that, because I don't think that doesn't make Orton be able to have, which, I mean, technically, he never got his rematch. I was reading something online about that.
It's like
The Rock never got his rematch after he lost to Cena, lost the belt to Cena. Orton hasn't had his, like, there's like...
Elimination Chamber for the WWE World Heavyweight title at WrestleMania.
In the main event of WrestleMania.
In the outdoor arena where there's nowhere to hang it from.
Oh my gosh.
They're all in elimination.
Yeah, see, I just... But I like it, because there's so many times in wrestling, especially like for you and me, that we just know what's going to happen. Like, oh, he's going to do this.
Yeah.
Or, oh, this guy's going to win. Right now, it's like, what's going to be the WrestleMania main event? I have no idea. To me, Brock versus Daniel Bryan, David and Goliath, I think that would be awesome. I want to see Daniel Bryan win. But technically, one, that's not very believable. And two, Daniel Bryan, we're still not sure how healthy he's going to stay. And if they give him the belt and then he hurts his neck again, then they have to vacate the belt again.
What if he gets speared at Fastlane and gets hurt again?
Yeah.
I mean, He could get hurt.
Yeah, which anybody he could. Hurt
tomorrow.
Yeah.
He could jump off the top rope and land and shatter his leg.
Well, I'd say he could take an Irish whip and
be out for 6 months breaking his leg.
Yeah.
I mean, it.
So I guess, going with what ifs all the time in professional wrestling is kind of a. Because I would love it. Like, that's I was going to say, WrestleMania predictions. We'll wrap this thing up. We've been going for about an hour and a half. Which Travis said that he likes long podcasts.
So I don't know about this one, though, because we're rambling.
Oh, I love this one. We've just been talking. And that's, follow us on Twitter, at GetCheapHeat. Let us know what you think. Also, go to ProWrestlingTees.com/CheapHeat and buy a shirt, because, you know, we have shirts for sale.
Buy it. It's good quality.
But yeah, and let us know how we're doing. Let us know what you think of this compared to, like, I've done some podcasts where I'm just talking. Jeremy and I have been sitting here having an hour and a half conversation, listening to the dog scratch and stuff, but let us know what you think.
And if you want, it's up to you, but if we do another one, ask questions.
Like, yes.
Or something, maybe not necessarily a question, but like, hey, why don't you guys talk about this? Like, give us suggestions or ideas of what to talk about. Or
yeah. Which reminds me, I tweeted that we should talk about the 1990 Royal Rumble because that was the one that we would rent every weekend at Diamond Video.
I only have one thing to say about it. Roddy Piper's going to win, even if he does wear a skirt.
That Jeremy and I would rent that tape from Diamond Video every weekend. We'd get the 5 for 5, 5 videos for 5 nights for $5, and we would always get the 1990. They had the 1990 Royal Rumble, and they had. Did they have another Royal Rumble? Or
91 or 92, like the one that had like all the guys on the front, and like Hogan was right in the middle.
I think that was 90, because Hogan won both of them, the ones that they had. But the one, yeah, Warlord kicks Hogan, and he goes, and on the network, I watched that Royal Rumble, and they cut out the fans.
Yeah.
But they interview a bunch of fans about who's going to win. That's what
threw me off, is because I tried to watch it on there, and I'm like, but where's that?
We love that, yeah. Where's that part? The lady says,
I think Jimmy Snuka is going to win. Who?
Yeah. Yeah, the old guy. And then one guy's like, I think Mr. Perfect's going to win, because just like my t-shirt says, he's absolutely perfect. And all it said was, Mr. Perfect.
Or that, I think Axe is going to win, because he's the only guy that can throw out Andre the Giant. Yeah. And it's like,
yeah, it's, and then, like, I think that there were, like, kids that said Hulk Hogan. Like, one guy said, like, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah.
But, like, that was the best part. It was just watching these people, like, yeah, this guy's going to win. But that, and Hogan won that one, and that was the one where Ronnie Garvin faced Greg Valentine, and one had the Heartbreaker, and one had the, it was the Hammer.
Hammer Jammer.
Hammer Jammer.
All it was almost like a.
It was like a shin guard.
Yeah. Like a
and they would turn it sideways and do the figure four, and it would hurt more. And Beefcake faced Mr. Perfect. Or no, he faced the Genius. And Perfect came out and hit him with a chair, and they were like, hair grows back, Beefcake, but ribs don't grow back the right way. It was a good pay-per-view. Oh, you guys need to check it out. And also, I wanted to shout out to, on Twitter, it's at the PTE show. I wanted to shout him out real quick. He's one of our followers. But, to wrap this thing up, WrestleMania predictions. What do you think? Just throw out some. I'm going to go Undertaker Bray, because that's what's looking.
I mean, yeah, I'll go that, and
obviously Sting and Hunter.
Sting and Hunter.
The biggest one, I guess, is the main event.
I don't even know. I mean,
because I think like Rollins and Orton. I think Orton's going to come back and somehow.
It almost feels like they have unfinished stuff. Like he has unfinished business with the Authority.
Yeah,
and it's like he needs to come back. If he's gonna come back, he needs to come back at Fastlane or come back on Raw.
But see, who's Rollins facing right now at Fastlane? Does he even have a match?
I don't know.
Or am I gonna sound like an idiot?
I don't know either. So if he does,
so what do you think though, Brock? Who's he gonna face at Mania? And the thing is, Mania is in like a while, and it's we're like doing a month, WrestleMania predictions.
Month and a half. I don't even know. Like,
I'm gonna on a limb. I'm just gonna say Daniel Bryan right now, and they're gonna stick Roman Reigns going against. I don't know. Roman, did you see it on Raw? It almost looked like he was gonna like turn heel when he speared Daniel. Because everybody loves Daniel Bryan.
I don't think I saw that. I think I missed that.
Really? Yeah, he speared him at the end of it. But Almost seems like they're going to go heel. And that's why, and I mean, I guess you can't really go heel with Ambrose right now because he's so over. And he reminds me of Stone Cold so much just because he's like crazy in jeans. A little bit of Pillman too, though.
Yeah.
And it's funny, Pillman was from Cincinnati. But seeing the Shield back, I wouldn't complain. Dude, I loved the Shield. It'll never be like it was. But
no, but back then it was just three guys that beat everybody up.
Yeah.
Now, like, they each have their own individual, like, person. Like, they're it's not just a group. It's like, you know something about each guy.
Yeah, that's Dean Ambrose and that's Seth Rollins. Yeah.
And, like, you can have them do singles matches. And, you know, it's not like they all come out together. And
then he's facing one of the guys from the Shield.
I mean, and you knew their names, but they all have an identity now, is the thing.
Yeah.
It's not just like Dean Ambrose, okay?
See, and going back to Hunter and Sting, if you remember, I don't remember what pay-per-view it is, but do you remember, it might have been a Raw, Triple H and Rock squared off backstage. And it was kind of a funny interaction, and they kind of hinted to wrestling at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and then
they were real close, and then Hunter was like, we need to back up.
And then Stephanie came in and...
It wasn't like one of them was like, yeah, but is this? I think it was Hunter. He was like, is this going to be one of those times though where I back up and you don't, and then we look stupid?
We both do it on three.
Yeah, like they hinted at them, and I was like, you know, Hunter, okay, The Rock, I don't really care about seeing them wrestle at Mania. I'd have been fine with it.
Yeah,
I'd
have been fine, but
it would have been Hunter and Rock again. But it's like that went away, and now it's Hunter and Sting. But then also on Raw, Heyman was like, I took care of this, I took care of that, or Brock took care of this and this. If you have a problem with Sting, Brock can take care of it. So, like, I was like, I almost wondered, like, which it's not going to happen now, this was before the Rumble, but I was like, will Brock lose the belt? Brock face Sting, and then Hunter can face Rock all WrestleMania. Obviously, that's not going to happen. Hunter's going to face Sting. I would much rather see Hunter face The Rock. I don't care to see Sting.
I feel like I don't know how old he is. I'm sure he's probably not as old as Hulk Hogan, but it's one of those kind of things. Like, your Hogan's, Undertaker, Ric Flair, in my opinion, you were great when you had your run.
Yeah, but in your prime.
Now you're old. And
he is... Wait a minute, I'm looking it up. Because I love... Like, Sting was cool, which I always loved him as the blonde Sting.
Yeah.
And even when it was kind of brown hair and it was going out...
It was, like, a little bit longer, but he still painted his face and...
Like, team with Luger and stuff like that.
Was with Luger all the time, yeah.
Yeah, and then he went Crow Sting, which was cool. But then that needed to end, and he's still... He's like the Crow slash... In TNA, he was like the Joker, and he put that, like... And I was like, quit doing, like, TV characters.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Sting is 55.
And I'm sure Hulk Hogan's, like, in his 60s.
Oh, we're gonna look it up, buddy.
But my point is, like, once you get to a certain point, I know that it's in your blood and you want to do it and you love to. And as long as they're gonna pay you to do it, then you're gonna do it. But
yeah.
As a fan...
61. Hogan.
As a fan, it's like, I enjoyed you when you were good.
And yeah.
Now, like, you're done. Regardless of... It's like Cena. I don't like you, but you're young. And you can still wrestle for 20 more years.
Which he's like 40. Like, he might be able to.
Well, look at Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Look at Sting.
Yeah, I didn't say that's... And Travis made a good point, and I talked about this on one of the other podcasts. Travis called one day and he said, back when we watched during the Attitude Era, did you ever have a urge to see Sting and The Undertaker? Because that's... Everybody was talking about Sting versus
Undertaker.
That's
the dream match.
I don't care about that at all.
I never one time thought that I
maybe
recall.
Maybe when he was the Crow, like when he first was the Crow, like when he did the white face paint with the black line here, black line. Maybe like when
before he did the like Crow, the little squiggly lines and stuff.
I like and he didn't talk. I think that people may have been like Ministry Undertaker versus the Sting would be cool, But
I personally don't. Maybe I did, but I don't remember being like, I think Sting and Undertaker would be a cool match. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking like
Sting and Shawn,
or like Macho Man and another guy. Like, I don't remember who.
Any of the other guys.
But it's Austin. Like, I never thought like Sting and Undertaker. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, like Triple H when he was like over versus Macho Man. There's so many dream matches. But yeah, Sting and Undertaker, I just didn't. And I don't think it's going to happen. I think neither guy can carry. You got to have, especially in this day and age when they're trying to make everybody more careful, you can't put Sting and Undertaker. Like, that's, there's no way.
You can't have them come out there on a golf cart and be driven to the ring.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's why Undertaker was the problem, you know, and that's why they put Sting with Triple H, I think, because you're going to trust Triple H.
And he's still in pretty good shape, and he can go. I mean,
yeah. Well, and it's like when Shawn made his comeback, he faced Triple H, and it's like that they knew that Triple H is going to take care of him, unless there's a freak accident. But, you know, I have no interest in seeing. Like, when Sting came out, like, when it was, you know, and he, like, I was like, oh, man, that's kind of cool, because it's never happened.
Oh, when he walked out on Raw?
When he came out, when did he come out? When did he, it wasn't Survivor Series, was it? God, when did Sting, when he first came out, it was a pay-per-view. It was Raw, wasn't it? I don't remember. His first time that he came out.
He came out and
I thought it was a pay-per-view.
We sound so dumb right now after all the stuff we've talked about.
It's getting late. But yeah, the first time that Sting showed up in WWE, like, that was cool. Because it was like, we've never seen Sting. You didn't
think it was going to happen. And, like, watch all those videos.
Yeah, it was a pay-per-view. Hunter got in the ring and was like, what are you doing here? And then he kicked Hunter, and Hunter was like, oh, and stayed down forever. And Sting was like, I got you for the Scorpion Death, and like turned and looked at everybody and then dropped him.
But it's like
seeing him in the WWE with the little WWE logo in the left hand corner. It was like,
because he was in WCW, and especially you watch all those things about like Nitro from the time it started until the time it ended.
Yeah.
Sting and Flair.
It would have been as big as if WCW was alive today and Shawn Michaels showed up. Because it's like he was always in WWE.
Or Undertaker, or whatever.
But Undertaker was in WCW. Just like Austin was in, you know. And I respect Sting, and I loved Sting, but now it seems like it's 20 years too late.
At least 15.
Yeah.
I mean, he's what, did you say 55?
Yeah, I think that was what it was.
40, he could still go, because that's probably Triple H is in his 40s.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would have liked to have seen it, like, during the invasion angle.
Like, if he would have let, but back then, that stuff all kind of sucked.
Well, it did, because everybody sat home and collected their checks instead of came to work.
Yeah.
So the invasion they had to use Chuck Palumbo and Chavo Guerrero and Hugh Morris. That could have been so cool, and it
would have been so much better if they had, like, all the top people.
And oh, yeah, imagine if that Raw, like, the first Raw, because do you remember, like, the first Raw, they put Nitro in it. Nitro had, like, a segment, and it was Buff Bagwell against somebody. And it's like they had, like, Scott Hudson and somebody else come out and do the commentary.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was like one WCW match or something like that, and it was so stupid. But if one of the first shows after the merger, if like the NWO would have came out, or like even the Wolfpack, I wasn't a big fan of the Wolfpack.
Yeah.
But if the Wolfpack would have came out, Nash and like Hall and Sting, and then like DX came out, like that would have been so.
That cool. Would have been a cool match.
Yeah.
Like the Outsiders.
Because when they bought them, I remember Travis and I were driving to, like, Walmart, and I remember, I was like, man, they bought WCW, this is going to be so cool. And he said, how many times can DX and the Wolfpack go against each other, though? Like, when will it become, like, But they never did it.
They could have done it
Well, but everybody sat home and collected their checks. That's what sucks. The
problem is, if they would have come there, you could have done it at, like, your big... When did all that happen? July?
It was WrestleMania 17. Yeah, it was right before WrestleMania 17.
What happened?
Well, you know, no, the purchase happened March 24th, I think. So it was in WrestleMania that year was April 1st. Yeah,
spring break thing. So you could have had, like, the NWO show up on Raw. And then DX comes out and they're like, no, you're not doing this. And
yeah,
then,
which WrestleMania 17, Undertaker faced Triple H. Shawn was done.
Yeah.
Shawn didn't come back to WrestleMania 19. But the New Age Outlaw, I don't know. They could have done something. Yeah,
a lot better than it was.
But that's all the money. You know, that's all the BS about it. That's the business part of it. Like, well, Flair and all them were like, well, we'll just sit home and finish up our contract with WCW.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to pay me and I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, if they called me Monday and was like, hey, we don't need you to come to work for 2 months, but you'll get a check every Friday for the amount you make an hour, but you don't have to come in here and do anything, I'd be like, I'll see you guys in 2 months.
Yeah.
And I'd hang up on them. And they'd be like, cool.
Yeah, I was going to say,
just going to go because I want to go. Like, I don't have to do anything. And plus...
Rest your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I would say, like, especially guys like Flair. Like, it's like, okay, I can not take bumps for a while and get paid. So, I mean, I understand it. It's just, like, it was like the dream of every wrestling fan to see WWE versus WCW. And it didn't.
I personally think they should have kept it a separate thing.
That would have been... We thought that Shane was going to own WCW.
And, like, and then maybe at, like, SummerSlam, you'll have, like, a Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels.
So it would kind of be like the NWA back in the day. Like, there would have been a WWE and a WCW, but they would have been, like, associated. But... they would have kept them separate until the bigger Survivor Series, SummerSlam.
Or make it old school again. Let Shane run it and have, like, one champion that fights, like, everybody.
Yeah, that would have been cool, too.
Like, the NWA World Heavyweight Champion went to all them little territories and fought, like, their top guy.
And, I mean, they would have went with the WWE Champion, would have done that, but still, that would have been cool.
Yeah, but it's like, you're the WWE Champion, and then, we're getting, this is a whole nother episode, because I could talk about that forever, because when Booker T is on Raw winning the WCW World Championship, the belt is pointless.
And to me, it's like, Vince being the business guy that he was, he could have been like, alright, Shane, you're up. Like, we'll buy WCW, and you're going to run it, and we're going to be, like, we can talk, and we can, like, everything can be fine, but I want you to run that with your own creative, you're going to hire your own creative, your own road agents, everything.
Almost like Triple H is with NXT now.
Yeah.
Triple H is basically in charge of NXT.
Yeah, it would have been affiliated, but Vince would have said, you take this, I'll take this. And just see what, you know, I mean.
Here's the problem is, though, when you actually look back at it, the guys that left when they left, Dean Malenko, Chris Benoit, Eddie Guerrero.
Saturn.
Excluding Saturn, because I always thought he kind of sucked except when he was in the Eliminators. But if...
God, that was a cool tag team, man.
If you, all the guys that were actually kind of halfway decent or better left, because they were tired of the way they were treated... All you're left with in WCW is, like, the scraps. Like, Evan Courageous.
Goldberg.
Three count.
Yeah, with Tank Abbott.
With Tank Abbott and Kwee Wee.
And, yeah. Like, and, like, the Kiss Demon, I think, may have been there around that time, but I don't even remember.
Nobody wants to see that.
Alex Wright, when he was, do you remember? They named him something else. And he was bald.
And he had that...
The wall, cane.
The wall with him.
Yeah. Berlin was his name. Berlin,
and then they did the what were they called? Like Rey Mysterio and Conan and all them guys.
Oh man, they had Master P.
Like the No Limit Soldiers or something?
Yeah, it was something like that. And then there was the West Texas Rednecks, and it was Kurt Hennig and Bobby Duncan Jr.
And Barry Windham.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, WCW was horrible.
They had some terrible ideas.
And when Jericho left, and Benoit and Eddie left, like, and Dean, like, all your guys were gone.
Yeah, it's, you don't...
And then they took the mask off Ray, yeah. And it was like Nash. Like, it was like, seriously, you're going to have Kevin Nash? I think it was Nash, because then he put it on, and it was like...
On top of his head,
yeah. And then, like, they beat... Like, I didn't like Goldberg at all. I hated him. And people were always like, Austin and Goldberg. And I was like, if you're comparing, you're crazy, because Austin's way better than Goldberg will ever be.
If you want to see that match, then it's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Like, I'd say Goldberg was horrible.
What was the match at WrestleMania? Brock and Goldberg?
Yeah. Worst. Yeah, and Austin was in there, and if you remember, they took forever to even touch. And Austin said that I don't know if he meant, he was like, I almost hit the ropes. And I don't know if he meant, like, run off the ropes or, like, go up and do his thing. But he was like, well, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to take away from these guys. But Austin couldn't believe that just, like, and the crowd crapped on it because they knew they both were leaving.
That's probably one of the worst matches I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was one of the worst WrestleMania matches, but it's funny to watch.
Yeah.
And then Austin gets the last laugh because he gets to stun them both.
But it's horrible anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But, I don't even know where I was going to go from there. I don't know. Which we have... This has almost been 2 hours. We're at an hour and 50. I'm actually thinking that we may want to... I don't know. I don't know if there's a good part to cut it.
Right now, because I'm going
to... No, I mean cut it in half and right actually now. Upload two parts. But you think we should keep it? Almost 2 hours?
That's up to you.
Yeah, I know. What's funny is we're talking about it and whatever our decision is, they'll know before they hear us talking about it right now. The one thing I wanted to say about NXT real quick was it shows you know, like Hunter was saying, like, this is Vince's call, and that's, like, he was like, Raw would be so much better if it's 2 hours. And Austin's like, will that ever happen? Well, that's Vince's call. Hunter's in charge of NXT, at least that's how I take it.
Yeah.
The WWE, the future of WWE is great. Like, I love seeing all that.
What happens if he doesn't get a chance to run it for another,
I know,
15 or 20 years, yeah. And then he's all old and decrepit like Vince McMahon when he takes it over, and he has horrible ideas.
That could happen. Because that's the thing,
John
is like...
John Cena, the 24-time world heavyweight champion.
See, because that's the thing, is like...
No.
I think that Roman Reigns winning the Rumble was Vince. I don't think it was Hunter. And honestly, even though Hunter's boys with Batista, I think that Batista winning it, I think that was Vince. Like, I think that, like, the horrible gimmicks that we see the NXT guys bringing, I think that that's Vince. I think that Hunter is going to be...
Like, wouldn't it be sweet if, like, one day Raw was almost like Ring of Honor?
Yeah, just
like, it's
awesome.
Just like, it's not really... Yeah, the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels. Vince is
69.
Is like a gimmick? That's like your character or whatever, but you're just, to me, like, when you have a name like that, my point is, when you have a name like Kevin Owens or Christopher Daniels or whoever, you're not like the Brawler.
Yeah.
And you come out and you're just like
a dude in like this little King Kong Bundy singlet.
Like, you, Bull Dempsey. He's not gonna, in my opinion, I
see. I like him, but yeah, it's in on the main roster. Never gonna happen. Because I love it because it's. He reminds me of a King Kong Bundy, like Bundy. But like, we look at Bundy now, we're like King Kong Bundy, really. But when we were kids, King Kong Bundy was like a
top
bruiser
heel,
dude. Like, yeah, like he hurt Hogan.
Crushed Hogan's ribs.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. And it's like, that's what I like about Bull Dempsey, is he's an old school heel that he's not flashy, you know, but on the main roster, never get, they'll make him a dancing guy like Brodus Clay or something like that. That's what I'm afraid they're going to bring Kevin Owens into Raw like a...
No, what he needs to do is come into Raw and like just go in there and like annihilate John Cena.
See, that's what I think they should grab a select few, like the Ascension. Look what they did, the Ascension.
What are they doing?
People, nothing really. Like,
oh,
they wrestle.
Yeah.
But yeah, but they wrestle? People love the Ascension in NXT.
In NXT.
And then they came out with the like paint stupid Legion of Doom and started, copy paint.
Started like the red triangle in the middle of your head and a little thing on your eyeball, and it's like, we're better than all these legendary tag teams.
See, and I don't have an issue with that, because like Orton did that, Legend Killer. But the way they looked and stuff, like I was like, this isn't Welcome to the Wasteland. Like I was like, that's not the Ascension.
The difference is Orton beat everybody that he
Mitch Foley, beat the New Age Outlaws.
They beat one team and they talked crap about everybody for months before that even happened, or whatever it was, Royal Rumble.
Which I think did they win on Raw or something? They won. So I think
you're not going to come out and tell me that you're better than the Road Warriors or all these other teams.
Yeah, which is just...
And you never beat anybody, but Randy Orton has a claim to it because he said, I'm better than Shawn Michaels, and I'm better than Ric Flair, and I'm better than Mick Foley, and all these people, and he beat them all.
Yeah.
And he didn't just beat them.
I loved that, too. The Legend Killer thing, I loved.
He had the RKO shirt.
He did the Moolah thing, and it was like, oh my gosh, like, this is the guy's the Legend Killer.
He did, like, whether he had a match and beat him, he came out and beat him all up.
Like he RKO'd Jake the Snake on, like, the Jericho show or whatever.
Like, yes, you can't have him wrestle the Road Warriors, because...
Yeah.
You can't have them wrestle Demolition. They're not... The guys are 65 years old. They're not... You know what I mean? Like, they're not coming back.
Yeah.
But you can't have them two guys that just came here from NXT saying that they're better than teams that have been multiple-time tag team champions.
See, that would have been something like if... Like, I love the American Wolves in TNA. Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards. Like, if they came into WWE and they... won matches and, like, did well for, like, a year or two, then to start claiming something like that. To me, the Ascension were just two, like you said, bruisers. You know, like, they're just two big dudes. Well, the one dude's not that big, but they just went out and whooped people. And then I thought it was weird they lost to the Lucha guys.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, really? Like, the Lucha guys beat you guys for the belt?
Every time they're on Raw, they're facing jobbers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Enhancement talent, whatever, but like, so you're beating like NXT's top teams and you're trying to make that look good and people know who they are, you're killing everybody in NXT, and then you come to Raw and all of a sudden you're facing Dennis Stamp and some other random
John,
guy,
John Bixter,
Tom Brandy.
Gigolo Jimmy Delroy.
Do you remember who he used to be? Tom Brandy?
Salvatore Sincere? Billy Jack Haynes with the Oregon? Dude, go to the network, like, tonight, like, in a few
Maybe
hours.
If I don't fall asleep on the way home.
I went on the network one night, and I ended up getting my Twitter all over it. They were showing, like, old school, like, Madison Square Garden, like, Boston Garden, like, just shows. So, like, the one, it was Ace Bob Orton against Billy Jack Haynes, and they wrestled to, like, a 15-minute draw. Like, there was nothing, there was no, but, and then, like, the main event on one of them was, like, Macho Man and Andre, and I got, like, I got my Twitter on the ticker, like, two in a row, because it was, like, nobody was watching it, so I'll just watch, and then I'll tweet about it, just to get my Twitter up there. Because it's like, and then like, one of them I have a picture and it's like, Macho Man grabbing Bobby Heenan or Andre or something, and my Twitter's on there and I'm like, that's cool because it's up there with like Macho Man.
Yeah.
But some of those things, they're not like really good, but it's different. Like, and especially...
Is it the WWE old school things?
It's some of the old school stuff, yeah.
Because there's one where the picture is like... Undertaker kicking Vader and it's like they have a casket match at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it was a house show that they recorded. But like some of these old ones, and the funny thing I think about like the 80s ones, like Billy Jack Haynes and Bob Orton, wrestling back then was like punching and kicking. That was like
and they throw them into the ropes and do a clothesline.
Yeah, and then they'd like body slam them and drop a knee, but it was like, it was like fighting. It was more fighting than wrestling. But it's neat to watch some of that old stuff just because, like, I remember when I was a kid, you remember on ESPN Classic?
Yeah.
They'd have the Golden Age of Wrestling, and it was Buddy Rogers and stuff. And they'd, like, put him in a front face lock. And it's like, and you'd just never like, see... And yeah.
They lay on top of him for like 5 minutes. And yeah. And you're like...
And it was like back in the day, like that was like... I've always said this. If you and I could have known what we know now and been born in like the 40s, dude, I would have had you powerbomb me on the apron like Kevin Owens did to Sami Zayn, and like power bombs and flying leg drops from the... Dude, and we would have been... People would be like, what the hell? Like, who are these guys and what are these... Because, like, I was thinking about this on my way to work today. The power bomb is still, to me, one of the most devastating moves. The power bomb is so... Like, if Vader and them didn't do it, it may have been just a move. But, like, him powerbombing Sami Zayn, it was like... He's, like, killing him. I guess I'm a little old school. To me, a power bomb could end a match.
Well, it's like all those German suplexes, like you do. Yeah. Like, if you do something like that over and over and over and over and over... It's going to look like you're killing the guy.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it was at 16, I loved that. You and I like suplexes. That's why we liked Taz.
Yeah.
Because of all his suplexes. But, like, him just German... And he was just throwing him. Because that was like
a... It was almost not even a suplex. It was almost like he just threw him back over his head and then...
Didn't Becky Lynch do that to Sasha? It wasn't a German. Yeah. But it was like a... It was almost like a...
She was like a pump handle.
Yeah, like, it was like a pump handle back suplex. But, like, she, like, launched her.
Yeah, and she almost looked like she landed, like, on her neck.
Yeah, like I was top like...
Of her shoulders.
Oh! Like, and then when they threw Charlotte into the thing and they were like, it broke our board. Like, and then, like, the next shot, the graphic was back up there. It was like, I guess not. All right, well, yeah. 2 hours. It's gonna get split up. So... Them hearing us talk about this is going to be on the second episode. I'm going to upload them one tonight, one tomorrow. But first podcast, what do you think? We were a little nervous how to start. Talked a lot about backyard wrestling.
Talked a lot about a lot of random topics. But
yeah. But I liked it. What do you think?
Yeah, it was fun.
And say, we could try to get more... I don't know. Like, especially around WrestleMania, we're going to get into doing stuff about WrestleMania and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, okay, we're going to do one today about Raw.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we're going to do one today about SmackDown. Like,
it's not going to be like a official podcast where it's like, we're going to discuss everything that happened about Raw. Big stuff on Raw and, you know, and that's one thing like that I wanted to do with you is... Like, it'd be cool to be like, okay, go home tonight, watch Anarchy Rules 1999, and then the next podcast, we're going to talk about Anarchy Rules 1999. Like, that'd be cool because it's a little different, you know? And, I mean, some people would be like, I don't want to hear about that. And some people would be like, that'd be kind of cool. So, every once in a while, I think we could get into stuff like that. Yeah. Or what did you watch this week on the WWE Network or so, you know, something where we could be like, yeah, you guys should check this out. So, a lot of cool stuff. So, you had fun.
Yeah.
On board.
Yep.
110% aggravated assault is back in Tip City.
And the Ascension better watch out.
That's right. Dude, I remember I'd call the DCW hotline and I would cut promos as I would be like, this is Matt Craven and me and Jeremy Youngblood, we wrestled in that red barn with Irish Airborne, and we'll take them out or something like that. I would, and like, because you could leave a message. They never called us.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, wrapping this up, you got anything to say?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Well, we will get another one up as soon as possible, and we'll wear our wrestling shirts like we did today, Macho Man and WrestleMania. All right, well, you guys... Have a good one. Enjoy the podcasts. You want to give them a little bit more slick?
Give it to them.
Here we go. Jive Soul, bro. Ladies, and I'm